Hi, welcome to Premiership America. Let's talk about everybody's favorite players, the ones that take all the glory, the star strikers of the Premiership. It's not easy being a striker, being judged on how many goals you score, but it's also where most of the money goes in football. If you're a big-name striker who scores big goals in big games, you're definitely considered a commodity, and most clubs will spend big money to have a star striker that can score 20-plus goals a season. Right now, Arsenal and the Premiership as a whole have probably the most talented and most sought-after striker in the world, in Thierry Henry. Henry has been at the top of his game for many years now. He's become the captain of Arsenal, Arsenal's greatest ever scorer, and has done it on the world stage in European competition, and also for France. It's not just that Henry always scores lots of goals, he scores lots of incredible goals. Because he is often so closely marked, he comes and gets the ball himself on the left wing and drifts inside and creates goals as well as scores goals himself. He's a very difficult forward to pick up for a defender. He's got pace in abundance, skill with the ball at his feet, excellent vision and an eye for goal that makes him probably one of the best players in the world right now. He could start up front for any team in the world. The only criticism he has is that he usually only scores fancy goals. He hardly ever gets the 6-yard tap-ins, and he's not that great with his head. Chelsea have one of the other best strikers in the world who most closely rivals Henry. Andrei Shevchenko, the Ukrainian who Chelsea bought from AC Milan, has already been recognized as the European Footballer of the Year, and many would consider an outright, all-around better player than Henry. You talk about somebody who has an eye for a goal. Shevchenko can use both feet, he can score with his head, he can score tap-ins, great goals from outside the box, and is an unselfish player who often links up play with the other strikers and midfielders that are coming in to score late. Fans of the Premiership only wish he would have moved to England earlier, because now that he's 30, surely his best years are behind him. There is only one other striker in the Premiership who has the same level of stardom as Thierry Henry and Andrei Shevchenko, and that is, of course, Wayne Rooney of Man United. Rooney's a lot different than the other two for many reasons, none more so than the fact that he is only 21 and is already considered one of the best players in the world. He is a centre-forward, but rather than an out-and-out striker, he likes to play behind the main striker, in that sort of position right in front of the midfield, behind the forwards, where he can create goals as well as score them. If you combine his strength with his direct style of play, with his soft touch, as well as the perception that the ball is glued to his feet, you can understand why Wayne Rooney is considered the best English player of his generation. So there's no surprise with Thierry Henry, Andrei Shevchenko, and Wayne Rooney representing Arsenal, Chelsea, and Manchester United, why these three teams are always at the top of the Premiership. To support them, Arsenal also have Robin van Persie, who plays more of a second striker role. He has a cultured left foot and comes from the Dutch schools of excellence, where he's considered a complete player and, more importantly, an excellent foil for Henry. With Henry and van Persie up front for Arsenal, you can see why the Gunners have one of the best strike forces in Europe. Over at Chelsea, Didier Drogba has actually been outshining Shevchenko since his summer move. Drogba dominated Ligue 1 when he played with Marseille. He's built like a brick house and is an absolute nightmare for defenders to play against. Not only that, he works hard for the team and runs up the channels doing unselfish work as well. For the amount of money Chelsea paid for him, everybody was expecting bigger things from Drogba, but now that he's had a couple of seasons to settle in, he He's become a household name, and definitely the kind of centre-forward who represents Chelsea well. Manchester United have Louis Saha, who is probably underrated, primarily because he hasn't done as much in his last few seasons because of injury, but still he shows a lot of promise and the ability to lead the line for United. Right behind those two in the pecking order is none other than the baby-faced assassin Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's been at United for a long time, is mostly known as a super sub. But although he doesn't have the star power and the pulling power of Rooney, Saha, and the others from Arsenal and Chelsea, Solskjaer always scores goals. And he always scores important goals, like the winner of the European Cup final in 1999 in the last minute against Bayern Munich. The fourth biggest team in England right now, Liverpool, have great strikers, but certainly not the same level as Arsenal, Chelsea and United. In Dirk Kuyt, they have one of the starting strikers for the Dutch national team, but he still has a lot to prove in England. He is showing glimpses of what's to come with some good goals, but who knows if he can elevate to the status of the other stars. Liverpool also have Peter Crouch, who at 6'7", looks like he's been stretched, but he's not just a physical presence up front with a good header of the ball, but he has deceptively quick feet and a soft touch and great vision that has actually brought him to the level where he is now Wayne Rooney's preferred partnership up front for England. And don't forget, Liverpool also have Robbie Fowler, who is known as God at Anfield. Fowler's past his prime now, but in the last 10 years, it would be hard to say there was a better natural finisher than Robbie Fowler. Bolton have Nicholas Anelka, Charlton have Marcus Bent, Everton have Andy Johnson, and Middlesbrough have Yakubu. These are all great strikers, but they haven't taken the Premiership by storm. But in their early 20s, they still have a lot of opportunity to do so. The same is true for Watford's Marlon King and West Ham's Dean Ashton. The Hammers also have Carlos Tevez from Argentina, who has a very impressive CV and a reputation of being the next Maradona. But he still has a lot to prove that he is worth his star status in England, though maybe all he needs is a little bit more time. And that brings us to Tottenham Hotspur, who do not have any individual brilliant strikers. But between Defoe, Robbie Keane, Mido, and Berbatov, they have one of the best foursomes up front in the Premiership. Mido and Berbatov are tall, Defoe and Keane are small, and other than the obvious little and large combinations such as Berbatov and Keane, or Mido and Defoe, Martin Jol has been playing around with using 3 out of 4 in one game to avoid leaving such talent on the bench every game. All four are established internationals. Defoe is arguably England's third choice striker, behind Wayne Rooney and Peter Crouch, assuming Michael Owen is still not around because of his injury. Mido is Egypt's star striker. Dimitar Berbatov is Bulgaria's number one centre-forward, and Robbie Keane has been Ireland's first choice for many years. These are just some of the star strikers who light up the English Premier League every week. This is Premiership America, October the 30th, 2006. Stay tuned for more shows or check out PremiershipAmerica.com for upcoming games on TV that you should not miss.